So, the ease and amusement of conscious living in Tuscany on July 28th, 2012. To the ease and the amusement of conscious living. And so, thanks for coming, and let's see if we can facilitate some ease and some amusement. And just to the first rule of thumb, of course I'm Cass, you know that, Cass Thomas, and I'll tell you a little bit about me and my story. The first thing that I love about access consciousness is how easy it is. And we talked a lot about that, and we will talk a lot about that, but I had a really overused brain. And so always trying to figure things out. And just asking the energy, is it light or is it heavy, is such a reward. So will you help me with something? Is it light or heavy to have a translation? So translation, yes. Translation, no. So what does that mean? So when I say translation, yes, what happens? Okay. So when I say translation, no, what happens? Okay, is that true for everyone? Okay, cool.
Apuesto, I wish you a lovely evening.
Leggero con. Okay.
Okay, so tomorrow the beginners at 6:30 at the theater and the advanced at 7:30. We will take you on beautiful
buses. I'd love you to stay if you'd like to, and you're certainly welcome.
Sweetheart, thank you. I'm going to go back and keep
working. Okay, thanks for your, thanks for your availability to stay.
That's my pleasure.
Okay, ciao, darling. Thank you. So, see, that gets really easy. I don't know why I'm sitting. I don't want to sit at the moment. I would like to stand. Light to stand? Yes, it's light to stand, so I'm going to stand. So, what I wanted to do this evening, it's great to be here with you guys that are already involved in class, because we can really go anywhere you'd like to go. Some of us work together already today. Most of us, except the two of you. So you have a little bit of also we've been working together all the last couple of days, so you have already a bit of an awareness of my sort of vibration and the way I like to play. So whatever comes up for you about anything that we have covered, anything we haven't covered, anything that you already think you know about access and would like some clarity on, please ask me. Because what I would like to do is share some tools and how I use access in every moment of my life and how that makes it easy. And also share with you when I don't use the tools of access and how I can, make my life hard. I'm sure nobody has done that, right? So the one thing I'd like to say is that the tools of access work, but they don't work when you don't use them. Okay, so I know that sounds pretty obvious, but a lot of us think, okay, I'm choosing consciousness, I'm going to classes, I'm using the tools, I've said the mantra, I've bought this book, I've read this book, I've worked out certain areas of my life, it should now just flow easily. No, I've been at it for a while, or I've been at this consciousness thing for a while, I've meditated in Malaysia and on the top of the high mountains, why isn't it just flowing easily? And the thing is, you really do have to choose the tools in every moment. And one of the greatest tools is the question, right? Just asking questions. And so tonight I'd really like to give you a lot of my favorite tools. You know, there's a song in the musical, The Sound of Music. Do you know that, Rodgers and Hammerstein? These are a few of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And I love, it's called in Italian, Tutti insieme appassionatamente. All together, passionately together. It's called in Italian, which is really cool too. So the song in that is one of my favorite songs, because it's seemingly with nothing that the governess makes children happy and makes themselves happy, and only recognizing the beauty in everything, in every moment, and in the most simple things in life. So can we, everywhere we're not recognizing the beauty and the ease and the enjoyment in the most simple things in our lives, every moment, can we destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pop, short, boys, and beyond. And ask ourselves every day, what simple, free,
gift that the earth and the universe gives can I appreciate even more today. You know, and if you wake up at sunrise, you can appreciate a sunrise. And if you wake up and at sunrise and it's actually raining, you can appreciate sort of the hues that go on there. And the thing about that is, all of these tools of access are meant to keep us in the present moment, in every moment, in our lives, you know? And so when I talk about waking up with the sunrise and recognizing what's going on there, without any judgment, without any, oh my goodness, I woke up early and I wanted to see the sunrise, but now it's raining and I won't get to see the sunrise and now I can't go back to sleep and everything like that. So what, one of the tools I like, one of the questions I like, is what's right about this that I'm not seeing? No? So that question, if it has a vibration when you ask that question, then that's the question that's going to set you free. And these should be, most of them, in the back of your manual. Again, written in the back of your manual, tucked on your shelf at your house, they don't work. It's amazing. You actually have to use them. And we talked about giving lip service to stuff before, because I know a lot of people who, I just gave me better than that. What if it's possible? Blah, 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 blah. And there's no vibe on it. So what is right about this that I'm not seeing, right? And so that's one of my favorite questions, because it acknowledges that there's something in the moment that I'm not seeing or not getting. Not that I don't get and don't see. And English may not be your first language, but there's a difference between the present sort of continuous tense in English and the indicative tense, which is I don't see. No, you see everything. You get everything. There's something in the moment that you're not getting or you're not seeing. So as an infinite being, we perceive, know, be, and receive everything, right? So in order for something, you not to be getting something or seeing something at some point, there must be some aspect of that that you're not being. So I'd like to just give you, if you'd like, a few things to work with, and then we can see and play with them a little bit and see how it is that they we can play with those in different areas of our lives. And please, please ask questions, because whatever it is, whatever we do and play with together will be based on, you know, where you guys would like to go. First of all, let's talk about our jewelry. Do you like it? Just a pause for my jewelry. This is the lovely Francesca who makes these jewelry.
Oh,
yes, exactly. So every time I do a class, she usually dresses me with her jewelry. But she's not staying with me, so she hasn't yet thus far, but now I've got a bunch of it, so tomorrow I'll wear more. You're interested, yeah. Rico's really liking it too. So, so a couple of the questions I like. Does anyone have the idea that you don't have the right question to ask? Yeah. Okay. All right. So, there's a couple of things with that, and you'll hear this now. You'll hear it later. The thing about access is it's nothing you don't already know. So. I don't have any answers for you, and I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. So why do we pay you all right? No. The thing is that we hear stuff when we hear it, right? We hear it when we hear it, okay? And we hear it differently at different times, and it arrives on a different level at different times. So in terms of the question, and having the right question, which is the first tool. What if there were no right question? And in fact, there isn't a right question, and there's not a wrong question. There's just a question that works, or a series of questions that work at the moment to get you unstuck or to move the energy around where you are. That's it. It doesn't mean, and the more you go to, people say, why do people take, you know, foundation level 1, 2, or 3, or 4 times? It's A, never the same. B, every facilitator facilitates differently. Absolutely. I love to go to Emanuela's classes. She takes it someplace I'd never go. You know, Rika does too. You know, Gary and Dane, you know, do obviously as well. So you show up in a class to hear something in a way that arrives to you, right? So there's never a right way to do it or a wrong way to do it. There's just different ways to do it. And, you know, we're really cute sometimes, and sometimes not so bright. So we need to hear it. At least I am. I can speak for myself. I need to hear it, like the basic stuff, too. And the most amazing classes for me are the foundation and the level one, because it's so full of, you know, people go away like, my God, all these tools? What am I going to do? When am I going to use which one? You know, a great trick is just to open the book when you have something going on. Okay, this is what I've got going on. Read it, and then that something will pop up for you. Or it won't address what you've got going on at the moment, but it will allow you to see, yeah, that wasn't big, but this is. I don't even have that. That wasn't even, what was that problem I was thinking about before I opened the book? Let me go here and look at this, you know? And so when you, and this is what I'd like to say at the end, so if I forget to say it, please remind me to say it. The whole thing about this ease and amusement that I'd like to communicate to you is when you are able to laugh at yourself for judging you, for thinking that you were small, you absolutely have the best time in the world. Nobody's funnier than you are. I mean, for your sense of humor, there is nobody who can make you laugh more than you can make yourself laugh with the choices that you make and the ways in which you hide your truth from you. I mean, you're just the best at it. There's nobody that can do it better. So once you get that funny bone going, then you have no time to laugh at other people or joke at other people. You can just, you know, it's a light laugh, the way other people trip themselves up. You're like, oh yeah, that's cute. I've done that before. Don't you think that's amazing? Well, I actually have some stuff that that makes me laugh a bit more than that does. So that is getting out of that judgment of you. And being able to have fun with your trials and tribulations and the little things that you do is one of the greatest gifts that I have received from Access, and I've received a lot. So I would like to say that again at the end, so remind me. So that in terms of the right question, what makes a question quote-unquote right? What makes a question right is that you have some reaction on it. Earlier, we were in a group together, and someone asked you a question, and you didn't have any reaction on it. It wasn't the right question for you. It was perfect for the other people. The same question was perfect for the other people. For you, it wasn't the right question. So there is no the right question. There's just the question. You with me on that? Do you follow that? There's just a question that works at the moment. And how do you know that it's working? How do you know that the question's working?
You get a kind of reaction. Some energy comes up.
So does everyone have any idea? Do you have any idea what that means, some energy comes up? I got to tell you, when I first heard this stuff, I was like, energy comes up? Is it like when you have to go to the bathroom? Is it like, can it come up in public? I mean, do people know? Is it like, when men have energy come up, sometimes it's a little embarrassing, right? So you know, what happens to women, you know? I just want to make sure they have to cover my boobs. What is it that's going to happen? Does anyone have any question about what that means, energy coming up?
Well, you sense something. There's a shift somewhere, or...
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there's a shift somewhere. And that's what all of this is about. I mean, Access, it's called Access Consciousness. And I don't know how much Access you guys have had, but it was called Access Consciousness 20, 25 years ago. And then it was called for a long period Access Energy Transformation. Because someone said you couldn't call it Access Consciousness. And it's a system for transforming energy. It really is. So what we're doing with these questions is pulling up energy and the maximum amount of energy. You know. So if you want to really work on something, and that's where Dane... here, who's the co-creator of Access. That's how he became the co-creator of Access, because he never stopped. He didn't say, oh, got that worked out, I'm going to go and, you know, and now I've got my relationship worked out, I'm making some money, I'm fine. Everything, okay, I've got that, what else? What else is possible? And I still feel there's a little something there. What else can I do? How else can I clear this? And just bringing it up until there's the maximum amount of energy around something. So that's why when I ask you guys also, is there something else you can add to when we were working together? Is there someone else who has any other reading on this? Because if we're able to pull up all the stuff around an issue and clear it, that's just another place we can laugh at our, you know, at the way we used to, you know, keep ourselves limited. Something else, I've been doing access for almost 10 years, so I've got a lot of tools and stuff. So please do ask me questions, and a lot that I'd love to share with you. After taking a bars class or an intro, and certainly after the foundation of level one, you can use any of these tools and do a little up to four-hour intro yourself on an issue, anything. You can talk about fun, you can repeat. Gary Douglas is one of the most generous men, people I've ever met in the world. He's like, please steal my stuff. Tell my stories as if they were yours. You know what I mean? Use it and facilitate consciousness for people. So it's great if you are thinking of doing intros, if you already do intros. You do classes, don't you?
Yeah, and actually I started to use the clearing statement. It worked like charm, so I already incorporated.
How's it get any better than that? Yeah. And thanks for saying that. So one of the things I want to say about using the clearing statement, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, pock, short, poison, beyond, it used to be a really long, 9 pages long clearing statement. It's not about the words that are in it, it's about the energy. And so, you know your audience. If you have a client who's like, don't talk any of that hocus pocus stuff with me, do the clearing in your head, right? Know that it does move and transform energy. It does, it has for thousands of people. So you can, the Bowmans, who are an amazing couple that do business training workshops. I've been to their master classes. They do corporate Fortune 500 company trainings. They use all the tools of access in their trainings. I mean, you should see the workbooks they have with these heads of companies. Where could you ask a question here? You know, instead of coming to a conclusion that you can't make any other products or sell any other products, what else is possible? You know, they're using that. And so what would you do if you couldn't use your most valuable product to sell? What else would you do to make money? Okay? And everything that doesn't allow you to think about that, please throw that out the window. Destroy and uncreate. and think of something new. And then, in their head, right, wrong, good, bad, all night, podcast, short, boys, and beyond. So use the tools. I've seen them. They're absolutely brilliant, and I've taken their class. Know who you're working with, and know who your public is for that. So what else do you guys want? Let me finish telling you some of my favorite questions. Okay, do you have a question?
No.
Okay. One of my favorite, absolute favorite questions is, what question could I ask that would get this moving a little bit? That would change or shift this situation? One of my favorite questions. Just by asking that question, already you started shifting the energy on something. So from that perspective, I've just given you the right question for everything. Okay? The perfect question for everything. What question can I ask? And you can make it, you know, nobody can make things as complicated as I could. So you can make it much more complicated, and I can help you do it, too. You know, what question am I not asking that if I would ask would change all realities and make this into something, you know, that would be, you know, exceed my greatest expectation of who I am, who I was, who I've ever been, and who I will be in the future? You know, I mean, we can complicate it if we'd like, but basically, you're just asking, what question am I not asking here? No? What question could I ask? That if I were to ask it, would give me more clarity here. You've already transformed the energy of the whole situation. And once again, you don't have to pronounce that out loud. If you're at a hotel, if you're at a party, when you're bored, If you're at the bus stop and you just missed the bus, if you just had a car accident and the guy's getting out with his double barrel shotgun, if you know, what question could I ask to change the situation? What question could I ask to change the situation? Hey, did you see that kid run off with it? Yeah, I did run after that kid and not shoot me, you know, whatever the story is. But so that's one of my favorite questions. Another tool that I use every day, in addition to the mantra, is, who am I today? And what glorious and grand adventures will I have? Yeah, every day. I used to get back in bed if I found myself already in the bathroom brushing my teeth, but well, back in the bed, who am I today? What grand and glorious adventure? When I didn't do it, I absolutely noticed the difference in my day. When I did do it, I would get in bed and I just would just say, wow, what an amazing day. Who could have thought of so many things happening? When I didn't do it, I was like, oh God, I can't, you know. So it works. Does it work written in the back of your book?
No.
Only if you use it, yeah. Who am I today, and what grand and glorious adventures will I have? Okay. You know, some people say, await me. The thing about the question is that there's so many ways to ask a question that is not really a question, and that is not recognizing your role in creating every single situation in your life. You know? And so I always say, am I going to have, or, you know, will I create today, or something like that, as opposed to will happen to me today. Because nothing ever happens to us. And the recognition of the way in which you create everything is not to judge you. God, how did I create that? If something happens that you are judging as negative, say, okay, this might not have been my brightest moment, so what's right about this I'm not getting? And not to immediately answer it, because I see people do that as well, but the question leads to some kind of energy, something, just be silent with that question for a second. What's right about this I'm not getting? Okay? And see what energy comes up. Okay. So, how does it get better than this? Another one of my favorite questions. What else is possible? Another one of my favorite questions. And see what happens with you. There's a couple of other questions, and I think Emanuela will give you some of them tomorrow and the next day about business. I work all the time. I'm a big... Is there anyone else that's like working all the time, that in this reality's definition you'd be called a workaholic, mm-hmm. but in your definition you just are, what else can I add to my life? Okay.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So another question that's great, and you know, when we talk about ease and amusement, I enjoy working. I sort of always have. And I do volunteer work as well, which is really full on. I work in politics also. I work in American politics as a volunteer. I'm the head of American Democrats in Italy. So we're working toward the re-election of President Obama in the States. And I've been involved, and there's Americans all over the world who vote and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty full on. There's, you know, thousands of members in Italy. I'm the boss, you know, type of thing, that they look up to me. So my thing is, I have so much fun getting them to do all the work. You know what I mean? But, and so that takes up a lot of time. I work pretty full on for Access Consciousness. Just recently coordinating language all over the world. It's exploding. So there's, you know, in 38 different countries, Access is. There's bars manuals in about 15 different languages, you know, and coordinating humans is real easy, because it's like they're doing one thing at a time. Coordinating humanoids? It's like 38 different countries, people wanting to do this, and then they've got always ideas. You know, what if we did it this way? What if we did it this way? What if we do it this way? It's like, you know, I'm not controlling it. I don't elude myself to be controlling it at all. Coordinating it barely. I'm just keeping it in my awareness. So in addition to which, I have a bed and breakfast. In my home, that it's just the subway just kind of is pretty busy. It's I run it with my husband and sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and so and I work in audiovisual productions and distribution as well. I know I'm sure I'm forgetting something. I'm just naming what comes to mind, and so I put on film festivals and I do. Put on a market, actually, which has international people coming from all over the world to buy television products from Italy. Yeah, and so, and you know, in my spare time, you know, so that's sort of like my life. So you can't do that, and I'm a control freak of magnitude. It's like I'm a perfectionist. You know, I like everything perfect. So obviously, when you have all that going on, you have to laugh at yourself, and I just laugh at myself tremendously, and people help me laugh at myself because they find me quite funny with this control thing. So one of the questions, if your life looks even halfway like that, right, one of the questions you can ask yourself when you get up is, where is it that I need to put my energy, that my energy is required today? Okay? And something will come into your awareness, and even just by asking that question, questions create. So even just by asking that question, you've already changed the energy. You've already sent your energy somewhere. I noticed in the group we were in today, I would say to do something, and the people already started doing it. You know what I mean? Before you even say, okay, on three, boom. You know, so we're fast. We're lightning fast. And we've had to slow ourselves down a lot for this reality. So everything we bought from anybody about how slow we are. I heard some people talking about that and how we need, you know, we do those tunnels of time and space in the bars, and we do also the communication bar and creating life forms and creating connections. So everywhere where we bought that any of that has to be linear, that we have to make a phone call, consciously put our intention on somebody specific, with an idea of what they have to do, or what we need to do, or what direction we'd like them to go in, or get a vibration going before we can send it to them. Can we destroy and uncreate that lie?
Yeah.
And recognize the infinite, it's bullshit. Thanks for saying that. I love when you people swear. Did you say it's bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. Can we destroy and create all that bullshit?
Yes.
And return it to wherever it came from with a little bit of consciousness attached to it and have more fun people to play with. And reclaim our ability to just ask a question and have it happen. Ask and you shall receive. One of the great truths of the Bible. Have it happen instantaneously, if not so. And everything that doesn't allow that, yeah, is that cool?
Yeah,
okay. And everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and create all that. Try to complete that online podcast show, this is beyond. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So where is my attention required today? That works with family. Because we know there's somebody that works with friends. We know that there are friends and family that would like a little bit more of our attention or our time. The more we do this work, the more conscious we get, the less time is A, important, and B, we are interested in being in situations that are not rewarding for us, that are actually draining for us. And the less we're interested in not contributing to consciousness, the less we're interested in trying to push consciousness on people who aren't really interested in receiving it. And so, you know, there are people who will miss that charge from us, of us trying to push it and then resisting, and us trying to give them consciousness and then resisting. They'll miss that from us. So if we're talking about ease here. And this is an Italian, we're talking about ease. So what would make your life easier? That these people try to continually take and contact you and take energy for you, or that they feel your love and they feel your presence? So when you're asking, is my energy required today? Where do I need to put my energy today? And an infinite being would not need anything. I understand that. It's not about the words. It's about the energy. Somebody might need and require your energy today. So we're not just talking about my job. We're not just talking about my kids. We're not just talking about my husband or my wife or the dog. We're talking about anywhere on the planet and the planet itself. Where is my energy required today? And just allow that to... So can we ask that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So where is your energy required in this moment? And would you be willing to flow that energy anywhere that it's required? Mom that wants a phone call and you've been in class all day. Yeah. Cool. And what happens is, when you do reach that person, there's not the sense of neediness that there seemed to be before. And that creates greater ease in your life. Yeah. So it's all about making your life easier, because you're much more fun when your life is easy. Did you know, do you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you're happy and having fun, life is a lot more fun. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about manipulation. Does anyone have any question on that?
Yeah. What question can you ask, or can I ask, to stop helping, try and stop helping people?
Well, you know, the point of view of access about health is quite interesting, like most of Access's points of view about things. Help, and I remember years ago, someone said to me, help is the sunny side of control. So in order to want to help somebody, in some way, you've got to believe that you know better for them what is best for them. And we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow with the Ten Commandments, when we talk about the Ten Commandments of Access. When we talk about no drugs of any kind, and we talk about our desire to want to help people who are on drugs. And so one of the main things is, A, that in order to feel that you can want to help somebody, you've got to feel that you're in some way superior to them. B, it's really, really a good idea to ask a question. I know it's the first time I've said that tonight. It's a new concept. I'll go slowly. It's really good to ask a question. And the question to ask is, can this person receive, what can this person receive from me? And it may be just an energy. It won't be exactly 5% of this and 10% of that. It may be a formula, and if that works for you, great, I'll call you. I'll pay you to tell me percentages. But it may just be an awareness. And you may get a nothing. And so another one of the Ten Commandments about allowance is interesting point of view, right? To be an allowance of somebody not being willing to receive anything from you is huge. It's huge. And it takes, of course, years and years of studying, sitting under a tree by yourself in the woods, facing east with one foot up. Exactly, and writing backwards in Sanskrit while you repeat, while you sing, you know, YouTube's a major tone. Yeah, it just is a choice. So, and please recognize every time you do it, every time you laugh at yourself, every time recognize that you're doing that, right? And it will increase. Every time you ask a question, and you get a little Herman, and you get a little vibe on that question, recognize, hey, I just asked a question. And stop before you go into judgment. Yeah, but it probably wasn't a good question. It's probably just a mediocre question. Probably, I'm sure Anne would have asked a better question about that. But, you know, stop before you get there. And say, oh, what other question could I ask? You know? So ask, though, if people, how much they can receive. Are they willing to receive something? And how much they can hear? Because we've got an infinite amount. And the more you're reading this material, the more you're doing this material, the more you're listening to different people, you will have a lot of tools at your disposition. And we tend to want to give them all right away. And we have such a big idea about ourselves and how smart we are that we figure that nobody can understand it because we understood it. No, we figure if we could understand it, this person whom I hold in such high esteem will get it in a minute. So what we took a week or 5 days or a full day or 2 days to get, or 4 trillion years to sort of finally get,
we go and try to deliver it to somebody who not only doesn't get it, doesn't want to get it, doesn't want to get it, didn't ask you one question, and will give you the lovely gift of making you, confirming how wrong you thought you were to begin with. Yeah. Just so, so everywhere we've done that, where we've tried to give people 150% when all they could receive was somewhere between 0.001 and 0.005% of what we had to give. And everywhere we allow them to make us feel wrong about that. So I'm going to keep going. So you feel that. There's already energy on that, right? So, but let's keep going. And everywhere we are buying the lie that they feed us back, that somewhere we're wrong for seeking. Would we like to destroy them and create our own?
Yes.
Right, one foot bad, all nine blood box, short boys and beyond. Yeah. Because the other thing that's really funny, that's really, like, you know, laughing at yourself is really cool, but, like, having your inside joke. And it's not from a superior position. It's just, like, you know, knowing all the times when you've done that and seeing your patterns and realizing and recognizing how absolutely adorable you are for having, you know what I mean?
Over and over, the same mistakes.
Would that be, well, the same mistakes. But are they mistakes, or are they just cute little ways in which you have, you know, run around the rabbit hole, you know what I mean? And you see other people who are, like, jumping off bridges and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, Lisa, you know, you jumped off a bridge. You wouldn't know what I do. Just keep going into the same closed door, you know. So, you know, it's not a mistake. Because everything, every single thing that you've ever done has gotten you here. And if you get one tool that helps you with anything in your life, then every single thing that you've done up till now has been perfect. So I think, have we all got at least one thing out of the day? Okay. So, well, have we got at least one thing out of today, everybody? Yeah. Okay. So, nothing. Every single walking of the door, the way you walked out, every single thing you've done has got you here and given you one more tool. Can't be that bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, somebody was talking today, and the thing about Access, which is really interesting, about, you know, being able to do these classes, and for you guys to do introductions or to talk to people or to facilitate one person at a time, is that you're listening and for stuff on your for yourself, like where you can use tools to unlock, you know what I mean? Like, I love the Cookie Monster. You know, that image alone just makes me giggle. Am I going to tell somebody about it? I'm sure at some point, you know, and I'll laugh at myself about this, I'll try to tell somebody about the Cookie Monster, and I'll be there like, and the Cookie Monster, and they'll be like, and later I'll laugh at myself, you know, this fool, trying to show them the cookie one, you know, whatever. But I'm sure, you know, I'll do that at some point. But every single tool is just, it may not be the perfect tool for you, but it may be the perfect tool that you can use to unlock somebody else from something. Mm-hmm. So somebody will come up to you and you'll be like, oh my God, is Cass looking at me now? I mean, how did she know that this person was going to come up to me and need this? Don't tell me they want the Cookie Monster story. They do. Okay, there we go. And they'll call me, look, were you looking at me while this was happening? Somebody's going to want it, you know? And it's just living in the question and being in. And so these classes are great because you're getting information for you. But listen to it with two ears, all the information. One, you are not as nearly as fucked up as you think you are, is what Gary Douglas always says. So maybe something that's going on in class ain't about you. It's about somebody else, and it's not your stuff. You may not have that stuff to clear. However, once you hear that and you get the vibration of that, you are going to know when someone presents themselves to you, and that's the key that will unlock them. And before you give them the key, you ask the question in your head, are they going to be able to receive this? Is this really the key? Could I possibly not be wrong for once in my life? Okay, let me go. Let me give them the key. There they go. And they're like, wow. And then you just got a double whammy. And what happens then if they give a key to somebody else? Yeah. Because the point of access, which is really cool, is about changing the world. And maybe I'm not supposed to tell you that in an introduction. And maybe you might not want to tell people that in an introduction. But each of us, being us, can change the world. Yeah. And we do. And we are. And we will and we have. Yeah. So what else? What else do you guys want to know? So we've got some questions, right? We're going to talk about who is this belong to tomorrow, which is a great one to go into. And if we weren't in a middle of a foundation class, it would be one of the tools that that we were talk about, just the telepathy that we have, the psychic nature of ourselves, and how we're constantly picking up on other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Today, Herman, may I share our experience today with in the group?
No, she's asking if she can share your story with the group.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. So we were doing some entity clearance in the group today, and everyone had, you know, had an entity or something going on. And Herman was like, yeah, I guess I got one too. You know, so everybody seems to be the thing. Everybody's got them. And I was like, well, how do you know that? And, you know, and of course, we all in the group are getting, doesn't seem like he has one, but we'll work with you here. So, and how do you know that? Well, because of, I got judgments.
Oh.
Got judgments, huh? Yeah. And so are they, and one of the ways to know about entities, if it's an entity or if it's just you being humanoid and judging yourself, is that's, you know, the, when you run into a human, you recognize that energy because it feels like you've run up against a brick wall. And there is no question anywhere in their universe. And they are sure. There's no question. Do you know the energy of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Do you have any judgment about that?
Oh, God. Okay. You run away.
you run away. And the thing about this human humanoid thing, a lot of people feel like it's about judgment. It's totally not about judgment. It's totally about recognizing what is. Which is what all of access is about. Recognizing what is, what you're dealing with, what is in front of you. And no longer putting up barriers to that. And no longer trying to blindfold yourself. And no longer feeling like you need protection. So that you put up barriers in front of you. And what happens when you put up barriers in front of you? You sort of can't see what's coming. Because you move over here and then they might be coming from over there. But you can't see unless you move over here. You know. So this thing about vulnerability, which we'll talk about a bit tomorrow, putting the barriers down, and the judgments, because that's what judgments are. They're ways in which we can keep you at arm's distance. There's ways in which we keep ourselves at arm's distance. So Herman was saying he had some judgments, and I was like, oh, good thing only he has judgments about himself. So we pick up on all the judgments that people have about themselves. So, you know, the way to get out of that is, I know this is going to be a really strange concept. Does anyone have an idea? Ask a question. Ask a question. It's really freaking easy. It's like so easy. Ask a question. And ask. Keep asking questions until you get one that's got a little bit of a read on it. And you know what the funny thing is? I'm going to tell you the trick right away. You start asking questions, you're no longer in judgment because you're too busy asking questions and you just sideswipe the whole judgment thing. You know? And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. I was onto something though. Because the reason why nobody's come to my party is I know there was a reason. Before I started asking those stupid questions, I had the reason. So, oh, yeah, right, because nobody likes me. That's right. You know, and you begin to see the absurdities. It's really difficult to hold on to.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to hold on to those judgments when you ask a question. And when you're in the middle of judgments, I know. Believe me, I know. When you're in the middle of judgments, you can't think of any question. You can't think of any question. So you're going to pull out the piece of paper that you're now going to carry in your wallet, And you're going to say, what was that freaking question? Oh, yeah. What question could I ask that would, one second, let me turn it over, that would give me or some clarity here? And you already have judgment. And you're already into the whole, should I write this so small? Let me look here. I'm just going to write that again, that question, you know what I mean? Please use it. Please, 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 please use it. Because the beautiful thing is that every one of us has something that only we know. A piece of the puzzle that is not even a puzzle. It's a picture of the universe that only we know. And once we get rid of the limitations, the judgments, the points of view of the other, once we just recognize what those things are, we don't really ever get rid of them. They're there. They just don't have an effect on us. We still hear the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of the people around us. We still are having the experience of, you know, walking down the street and hearing, oh, my dress is too short. And Herman's like, I don't even have on a dress. Why? How could I be hearing that my dress is too short? And so my boobs are sagging. So Herman's like, shit, I haven't had boobs for a couple of lifetimes. So how is that my problem? You know? So we still hear all that stuff going on. But we recognize that it's not ours because we ask a question. May not be immediately. Took me a couple of years to ask questions, you know, because I'm real fast. Took me a couple of years to start asking questions. But I ask them all the time now. And that's something I love about Emanuela. And also, you know, Francesca, who hasn't been doing access that long. But she's like, it's light, heavy. It feels light, light, heavy. Questions all the time. What do you think? Is it feel light? Is it heavy? Ask again in 10 seconds. If you don't get any answer, or if you, you know, if the answer is not, this is what I do, because I'm cute. I'm cute. So I bet I'm cuter than any of you guys here. Don't like the answer I get. So this is what I do. It's really, I mean, you can't even imagine this. Okay, so this is what I do. Is it rewarding for me to do this? I'm like trying to push it up to make it feel light. I'm like, I'm under this. Is it rewarding for me to do this? Yeah. Okay, let me ask again. Is it rewarding for me to do this? Like trying to like lift my eyebrows or something. Anything that would bring gravity to make it feel lighter. You know what I mean? And it's like, gee, I can't really convince myself that it felt light. Right. But I can say, gee, I'm not getting a real read on this at the moment. Don't know why. It's not really clear to me at the moment. I'll ask a little later. So we're cute. And you know what the funny thing is that nobody is watching, nobody knows, it's just us. It's just us. So even if we got a no, we can still do it. Hello, there's no teacher. You know what I mean? There's no teacher that says, you gotta know. You ask the universe, you got to know, and you did it anyway. You will be sent to the galaxy for you. It's not like that happening, you know? So you can say, hey, you got to know. Well, what else is possible? You know, lots of times it happens when we're talking about, you know, who you're going to sleep with, who you're not going to sleep with. Well, this would be rewarding. Well, my body, I would encourage you to definitely ask your body. Because sometimes the body, you know, doesn't really enjoy lying with someone who's not nurturing for it. But we do it. You know what I mean? You close your eyes, oh, we'll just keep the lights off. You know, it'll be fine. You know? So you can ask the energy. And the thing about that is, and that all of this work, as I've said before, is about getting you to recognize what is. So if there's any idea that you have that it's better not to know, than to know, then you will create that. You'll create the not knowing. You'll create not sensing. You'll create not feeling. You'll create not being aware of. You'll create not seeing. You'll create not hearing. You'll create that I don't know. And it's just a lie. So just because you created it doesn't mean it's true. Because you do know. You do see. You do perceive. You do receive. All of it anyway. So it's just you. And this is another thing you can laugh at later when you get rid of this. It's just you pretending not to perceive, know, be, and receive, like me trying to push it up, right? So, and but you still do perceive, know, be, and receive. So,
can we do a clearing of that?
Let's bring up some more of the energy of it. Yeah. So, what is the purpose in pretending not to know?
hearing to the right answer and the right. Just as Carmen said, I'm going as long and asking as long as I got the right answer.
Yeah, okay. So what would it be like if you were willing to acknowledge, A, that there is no right answer, B, that you can go against your knowing, and C, that you've been doing it for a really long time, and D, that you're the only one that knows. You know? So you're the only one that you're fooling. So everywhere we've been fooling ourselves and pretending not to know when we do know, and not asking the question because we don't want to know the answer, because we'd like to do something that we already know is not our best choice. Or we think, or worse, we think we know it's not our best choice. Can we destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Right, run, good, bad, all nine, potluck, short, boys, and beyond. So would you be willing to ask the question always? Yeah? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and create all that, right, run, good, bad, all nine, potluck, short, boys, and beyond. Would you be willing to receive the answer?
Yes.
Always. Okay. And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create all that, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, blood, talk, short, boys, and beyond. Would you be willing to make a choice in every 10 seconds that reflects what's going on in those 10 seconds for you? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, blood, talk, short, boys, and beyond. This thing about the choice, I think it's one of those things I heard for years. I've heard it for so many years in Access, and about maybe 3 years ago, maybe even four, this guy in Access says to me, "What is choice?" And I'm like, "What a ridiculous question. We talk about choice, we teach choice, we facilitate choice, what a ridiculous question." And I realized I had no idea what choice was. Right? So, comes out with these brilliant things. And one of the brilliant things that Dane came out with was that choice precedes awareness. Choice leads to awareness. Awareness doesn't lead to choice. A lot of time, has anybody else here, or is it just me, wanted to know before I choose something how it's going to turn out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'd go down this road, but what's at the end of this road? I mean, just tell me,
yeah.
Because, you know, then I can make an informed choice. That's called a decision, not a choice, okay? So, the thing is, this was huge for me. It's all about me. It's my class. This is most, there it is. It's my class, so it's all about me. So I'll just tell you what was great for me, what works for me. This thing about choice, I'm really excited about sharing this with you. Choosing choice leads to awareness. And you can choose something and you don't have to do it to get the awareness. You can make a choice, get the awareness from that choice, and then choose again in 10 seconds. What does that look like? I'm going to tell you. You can say, I choose. Somebody give me an example. Let's play. Of something, a choice you're sitting on, whether or not to go somewhere, whether or not to do something, whether or not to take a class, whether or not to take a job, whether or not to move somewhere, whether or not to date somebody. Has anybody got anything like that? Okay.
I'm at the moment about to decide if I give up my current one of my current jobs.
Okay, cool. So the first thing I wanted to just say is the difference between a choice and a decision is energetically, a decision feels more permanent. Decisive decision, it's from the same root, right? A decision feels more permanent. Also, a decision, and something in Access we call the DJCCs, which are decisions, judgments, computations, and conclusions. And that is basically how you arrive at a decision. Is so so much more convoluted and complicated that in order to take back a decision, it's almost like you need a note from your great-great-grandmother, you know, signed in blood, or, you know, with a stamp from God. You know what I mean? Because you've made a conclusion about something. you've made some computations. Well, if this happens and this happens and this other thing will happen, and then you've added up all that together, and then you've got a judgment about it, because if these things happen, then it's a very good idea, and then I'll make this decision. You know, or you start off with a decision and you make a judgment, this is going to be a good decision because of this, 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 and that. You get all the added computations together and then you make a conclusion. Therefore, I'm right in deciding to do this. So a decision is something that is pretty much more rooted than a choice. It has a much more definitive, you can almost see a square structured building when you have stone. Right, and when you talk about decisions, it's something courts do, it's something, you know, laws do. A choice is a lot more free. It's something that you can change. It's something you can choose again. Something that you can, you know, in every 10 seconds you can make a choice. So it's just a quick thing about choices and decision. Thoughts, words, and deeds, that's something that the Bible used to talk about. Our thoughts and the words we pronounce create our reality, what we see. So it's not about saying the wrong thing. It's about becoming aware of the words you're using that are creating a vibration in your life that is manifesting itself as something in your reality, right? You know how the dolphins see? You know that they send that sound out, mm-hmm. and it reflects back at them. So, I mean, this thing about the vibration is quite interesting. So, anyway, you can say, and let's work with this, that and we're talking about pulling up energy, okay? So, the job you're thinking about choosing whether to stick with or not, right? So, pull up the energy of that job, okay? Okay, so pull up the energy of choosing to leave that job. You've left it. What things smell like, what things feel like, what things taste like, not being any longer in that job. Okay? Stay there. Don't go away. Get it back. So on. Okay, great. Now, go 6 months into the future. Having left that job, what your life is like, who you are, a little bit different, a little bit different vibration because you no longer have that job, right? Now go a year into the future. Having left that job, what your life would be like, the choices that you have coming up that present themselves. Now 2 years into the future. Okay. Now 5 years into the future. So, that's the choice of having left that job. Now, come back to where we are. The choice, okay, that job, pull it up again, mm-hmm. not leaving that job. Staying in the job. Maybe transforming it, whatever else is possible there. Now go 6 months into the future. Not having left that job. A year into the future, not having left that job. 2 years into the future, not having left that job now. Which doesn't mean you won't have left it by then, just in 5 years into the future, not having left that job. Is there any difference for you? Did you guys perceive any difference in that? That's what I'm talking about by being able to choose it. Get the energy of all, everything, who you are, having chosen it, who you are, having not chosen it, one at a time. There's no rush. There's nobody waiting. There's nobody who's going to know except you, right?
Can you also ask it your body?
Well, your body's very involved in any vibration that
so
you're
you can ask your body, hey, should I leave this job, yes or no?
Let's get to that in 1 second. Let me just finish up with this, complete this. So tell us what the difference was in your perception there.
I'm leaving the job felt so much lighter.
Did it?
In the immediate future, for the next 6 months, I was kind of in between. There was like the yes felt lighter, but there was a lot of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But the further I went, the heavier it got. It was like, you know, thinking 2 years ahead, not leaving the job was like impossible. It just felt so heavy.
Okay. So another question that you might want to ask about any ideas or anything that comes up for you, is this now or in the future? a huge question. Is this an awareness for now, or is this an awareness for in the future? Is this a project for now, or is this a project in the future? Huge question. Is this something that would, is this a choice for now, or is this a choice for in the future? So it's just information, and when I say would you be willing to always ask the question, know that even if you got, it would be better for you in all ways, more expansive, more to leave the job, you can still stay. Yeah, of course. And just, because already by asking the question, you've changed the energy around the job. And that's the thing about the 10 seconds. Making choices in every 10 seconds, when you ask a question, you change the energy around that. So asking the question again in 10 seconds is not just about asking and asking till you get the answer that you want to receive. It's seeing if in asking the questions, you can affect a change in that, and that and something else would show up. You know what I mean? Because when you ask a question, you initiate a process of molecular demanifestation and demolecular manifestation, where things are changing all around the universe based on that question that you asked. And by the time you ask the question again, it may have changed so quickly that it might be a different answer. Okay? Yeah. So when you talked about your body, people, it's so funny when people ask their bodies things, we're cute, you know, sometimes like, I was wondering if I should read this book, and I asked my body, you want to read this book? It's like, your body's not going to be reading the book, it's going to be you reading the book as the being. So, so ask absolutely your body if your body is, and thank you for asking that, because when we talk about ease, one of the things that you might, a lot of people go to jobs and have experiences and are in relationships that are really hard on their bodies. It may be because of the travel, it may be because of the energetic vibration, it may be because of all a number of things. So people say, it's really hard on my body, this job, so I want to leave it. Is it now or is it in the future that you can leave this job? You know? And if it's not now, you just might want to ask your body, how can I make this experience easier for you as I ask some questions around what's possible to change the situation? I can't change it tomorrow, but can we work together to make the situation easy for you? What can come? And as you're asking that question, you might be walking by the parking lot and seeing a colleague sitting in the car taking a nap. And you're like, oh, so is getting out more often in the day a possibility? Would that be good for my body? Would taking a nap in the afternoon for 10 minutes in the car be a possibility? You know, you might see a bathing suit hanging on the back of somebody's car seat. Would going to the sea, if you live near the sea, be a possibility? Or going to the pool, would that make it easier on my body? The awareness will come to you. So keep your awareness up. The information will come in so many different strange and exciting ways. Yeah. How are you guys doing with the language?
Yeah?
Cool. So, anything else about for anybody? Anybody else want to try the choice thing? The choice thing is...
I'd like to do the same, because I mean, right now I don't really have a job. I'm in the middle of change, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new things coming up, and I'll have the same question, kind of, yeah. Will I continue? I'll probably continue, but I think in a different way. I have to change what I did before in a different manner, and then add new things into and create new things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-employed.
So one of the things I want to say about being here with all these amazing people, you make connections with people, make sure you exchange numbers with people, because what question can I ask that will give me some clarity here or give me a new awareness? Somebody might come to your mind. And, you know, you can call me and ask them the number. That might be a person that will ask you a question in a way. You know, hey, Tanya, this is Hermie calling, you know. Got this situation going on, and I'm just wondering, you came into my mind, do you have a question that might give me some clarity here? Well, Hermie, you know, I don't know the situation, but the first thing that came up to me was that question about, you know, what is it that you know that you're denying that you know or pretending not to know about this situation? Thanks, Tanya. Why? What is it that you know that you're pretending not to know or denying that you know about this situation? Do you know? Do you guys have any idea how amazingly brilliant we are when we get out of our own way? Would we be willing to use that brilliance for ourselves? Yeah? Okay, so that's just something that I wanted to say. So you get a job, and you're self-employed, and you say you do research. What kind of research do you do?
Mostly in research to find, for example, I work together with headhunters and companies to find the right candidates all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of research that I did. And then...
How do you go about that?
Research.
You phone, on the internet?
Cold phoning, finding out which companies, target listing, cold phoning, making, identifying candidates, and then finding out if they're willing and open to move.
Mm-hmm. So you do that internationally?
Yeah.
And how did you get into that? I don't know, is the only thing you can't say?
No, that's right. I just went into that because it was very good.
But what is it about? Do you like it?
I like it. Yes.
What is it about it that you like?
Because it's usually when companies come and they're looking for a sheep with five legs because they have looked around themselves and they haven't found that right candidates. By the time they come to me and ask for help, for me it's kind of, hey, great, because I am sure I'm going to find it. So it's actually, it triggers me because it's fun to look for something that all those other, that they've tried and they're not able to find it.
Okay. So stop one second. So you heard her story, right? What part of it, if any part of it, was light, had a buzz? Was there any lightness, was there any difference in the energy as she told that story?
Mm-hmm.
And part of being present is not checking out, just always just being aware, not having a point of view about it, just being aware when it goes up, when it goes down. Did anyone perceive anything? I know she did because she's smiling. So did you perceive what was the light part of your story?
Yeah, the excitement of finding the candidate.
Nobody else could find it, yeah. So, I mean, that's cute. So hopefully you'll laugh at yourself for all the other stuff that, you know, that you said that it seemed to be important when the party...
It's actually...
Yeah, I can find it.
I can find them easily.
And I can do it with ease. And have fun doing it. Okay. So where else? So that, the energy of that right there, where else could you have fun playing with that? Okay, that's one. Keep going. That was just one idea.
The other idea is developing access, but more towards companies. And do a training with the guy that does the company, the business there?
The Bowmans.
The Bowmans, do a training. And do actually do the same like they do, but then here in Europe, like Belgium and the Benelux, and develop that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something that I would like to do.
Okay.
Because I'm more towards the companies now anyway, so I prefer going that direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
But I need some extra training, blah, blah, blah.
Of course, you need a whole bunch of extra training. Years.
I'll do that tomorrow.
You know what? Even if you thought you could, we wouldn't let you.
Yeah.
We wouldn't let you. We would just keep you from doing it, really. Anything we could do to keep you from doing it, we would do.
Great. It doesn't bother me. I'll do it anyway.
That's the thing about a humanoid. If you tell them they can't do something, they don't keep themselves from doing it until you tell them, you know what, you probably could do it anyway. I wouldn't even let you do it. And they're like, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I'll show you.
Cool. Okay. So, might you want to start proposing your services to companies?
Yeah, but I think somehow I have a feeling I need extra training for the moment.
Well, we've got this tree thing.
You have what?
We've got this tree thing. You can talk to her. She can get you the extra tree. She knows where the tree that you need to go to and how long you need to sit under that tree. How do you get the enlightenment that you... I mean, the Buddha. How long does it take a Buddha?
It's a very expensive tree.
It's a very expensive tree. And then the whole thing, you know, the time it takes you to learn how to write and sing backwards. That takes a little bit of time.
But I get going.
Yeah. Yeah. And so could you invite, this is another question, please. What could I add to my life today?
What could I add to my life today?
Okay. You can stop it there. Or if, you can stop it there if you have way too much money in your life. If you don't, you could add to that, that would bring me money.
Today and in the future.
Today and in the future. Or right away.
I'm taping it.
That's
okay. I just don't
want to
write.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. So everything that doesn't that
you don't want to write because you know you remember everything. Sure. Yes.
No. For me, it's six days, and then you better get.
So what can I add to my life today that would bring me money right away and in the future? Today and in the future. Right away and in the future.
What could I add to my life?
Today, that would bring me money, right away, today and in the future. It's just an energy. Yeah. So who could you add, who or what could you add to your life that would assist you with that? And the Bowmans are brilliant. And whenever you meet them, they're willing, a generosity that exceeds, willing to give tools and stuff away. And you could do some mini trainings and bring them in for... You know, they'd love to do a tour. And they should be coming over again in March or June. I'm going to do some...
To Europe.
Yeah, March of next year. June of next year. So they're brilliant at that. I had them come speak with the political party in Venice. I had a board meeting in Venice, and I had them come and do some... I called it team building, you know? And so, you know... The guy who's my vice chair, he's like 77 years old, you know, and he so tries to be human. He's such a humanoid. He's a lawyer, totally human, right? And he tries to be staunch, but he can't. It's very difficult for him to hold to a fixed point of view, and it's quite funny because he's like the founder and all this real significant stuff. So, so of course, Steve, who's brilliant, Steve Bowman, spotted him and made a friend of him. So. They just ask questions in the training, and you could see the whole group. I mean, we did that for a half an hour; it just dissolved. So he knows; he's quite brilliant, and I bet you're quite brilliant too. Yeah. So, is she brilliant?
Maybe she is.
Yeah. Is she brilliant, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, looks like you might have. So, who are you gonna share this brilliance with? Does it make you feel light when I say that?
But anybody is open for it.
Does it make you feel light when I say you're brilliant?
There's still some edgy on it.
Does it make you feel light? Yeah, okay. So what if there were no edge on it? What if it was just something you knew, and we all knew, and we won't have to tell anybody? And we'll just laugh about it ourselves, right? Okay. Yeah. Does anybody else want to do the choice thing? So if you were choosing... Just get the energy of choosing to start your business, proposing your services as the staff trainer. Or, if not staff trainer, what else is there?
I don't know what you call it. Well, research and...
What do you call what you would hire the Bowmans to do? What do you call that?
I would say that's more facilitating with companies.
Okay.
Management training.
Okay, management training. So what would you, so get the energy of you choosing to launch your business in management training. Okay. Okay. So get the energy of you choosing to do that in your life in 6 months. Okay. Now your life after a year. Now your life after 2 years. Having your own business management training. Now you're like up to 5 years starting your own business management training. Yeah.
It's exploding.
Yeah, I feel it too. Do you guys feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's how you can, choice leads to awareness. By choosing that, so you just chose it. Now you can unchoose it or choose something else, really.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 seconds. You can just, and we can do that and change again and change again. But the awareness that comes with that choice is just amazing and a lot of fun. And it's about living consciously and utilizing the universe to facilitate ease in your life? Will this bring me joy? Will this bring me ease? Will this expand my agenda? Three questions you can ask. Will this bring me joy? Will this bring me ease? Will this expand my agenda? And yes? No? Yes? See if it feels light or heavy. No? See if it feels light or heavy. And that's about choosing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody going to look?
Sembro.
Okay. They see me against the light. Yeah.
Can I do choice?
Say it again?
Can I do choice as well?
No, you couldn't possibly have choice. We won't let them have choice.
I have to say under the tree.
You are shy choice. You have to say that. Let me just see how you look like this. You'd be cute like this. Right? Sing us something backwards. Tom Major to control ground. Ground control to Major. Yeah. So what choice did...
I had the real pleasure of going to China and bringing back, learning how to do Chinese tea ceremonies. And I just love it because the tea works with energy and I just have fun because no one knows what's happening and we just drink tea and I have to crack and it's all... Yeah, it's all brilliant. But I also teach music and I love it. And I have children and teach children music and it's all brilliant. But I just would love to do more Chinese tea ceremonies and kind of get access to people to come drink tea and kind of like that. So it's just kind of, I'm stopping myself from expanding it. So.
Right, okay. So one thing that I'd like to just say, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, it should be in, it's actually in your bar's manual, words to eliminate from your vocabulary. One of them is but. And what we do when we use the word but is we negate everything that we said before that. I have children, I teach children, I love doing music, and I love doing this, and I love doing this, but...
Yeah, you bring yourself
way everything
down.
You just said, okay. Negated, okay? Okay.
And
I also love tea.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'd
so
like to add.
Yeah.
And is adding, exactly. Okay. And it sounds like Anne, who's brilliant. So it works.
How about using however?
However. So I hope you'll laugh at yourself when
yes.
you get that, how cute you are, and how, you know.
Just like modifications.
What is a synonym for
no.
however?
Not, yeah, I know.
Exactly. Look for you. Nevertheless, is that good? and I like doing tea. Okay. So, did anyone else get any flashes while she was talking about that tea thing?
I think that's a great idea.
I just like tea, the consciousness, you know, in tea. I just totally got the vision of people sitting around
yes.
the table and I'm conscious. Yeah.
And doing your piano as well.
Yeah, so it's true that you're already doing that at some parallel universe.
Yeah.
You just need to bring it here and
yeah.
the money that comes with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything that doesn't allow that, can you just join
yes.
me? How you going to cook that on that one? It was so absolutely clear to us that you're already doing that. Cool. So what else would you like to add to that? And what can we contribute to that? That would, you know, expand that beyond your wildest imagination. Everything that doesn't allow us to do that. Sometimes it's just an energy. Did you guys feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just an energy. So on three, can we contribute that to the tea business? Yeah? Okay. Everything that we can contribute to your tea and consciousness business and your joy and everything that we can contribute to all of our tea and consciousness businesses and joy, whatever that is for us, can we on three do that? Okay. One, two. One more time. One, two. Okay, cool.
I also have a practical idea. I know that
none of this fluffy stuff.
I know that there are some people doing Tai Chi in Galway, and I am into Tai Chi, and there is like a whole big tea culture also connected to our Tai Chi thing. So I think you could do a great like way to connect because Tai Chi is Chinese, and tea ceremony. I think it goes brilliantly together. So you could start on that thread too.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. The public, where does the public come from? Learn about Chinese or Japanese tea service while nurturing whatever word is going to work that people respond to. And Anne, when you talk about research, when I first heard you talk about research, just so many things popped up for me that went beyond headhunting. It was just amazing. I was like, research, market research, whatever.
Because I do market research.
Yeah, I'm brilliant at research. Whoa, cha-ching! So, Anne could help you with exactly.
I got you a treat.
Exactly. We'll meet at High Noon with a treat, and we will have some tea and discuss. Cool. So, whatever word needs to work. So expand, you know, people like the word spirit, but expand your awareness through a Japanese tea ceremony. It's quite lovely. I participated in some of those tea ceremonies, and they last for about 4 hours.
Yeah, mine, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, about six maybe.
6 hours.
But no. They can last forever, but sometimes I just get carried away. So you just forget at what time.
You just carried
right.
away.
Right.
You just forget.
Right.
The time doesn't happen.
So this is coming up for me, and I'm not... exactly sure why, but I don't really care. That she might need some help setting the price for this. Yeah, because she'd like to give it all away free, even though that she is. Yeah. So let's all get a number in our awareness. So what would people be willing to pay for that? Or what would it be worth? Or what would be fun for her? Let's just pick it out of her.
Yeah.
What's
oh,
her
no,
work?
No,
ease, joy, and glory.
Do it.
Let's pick it out of her insane mind, not that 5% that's barely working. Oh, there it is, yeah. What's that? Okay, for a 4 hour? Is it 4 hours?
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
Okay, 4 hour tea ceremony? I've got it.
And is it by person or is it by session you will price?
Mm-hmm. So, good question. When you say, is it by person or
well,
by
is it
session?
By individual or is it for the 4 hours for 10 people?
How many people come.
Is it a set price for 10 people for 4 hours?
So you're saying like groups?
Groups?
So we've got two different markets. We've got groups because she works with groups. We've got groups. You can come as a group and then you can come as individuals. So you might have people who don't know one another. Or you can do like in the Japanese restaurants where you can rent the room on your own or you can just come and sit at the sushi bar. So, two prices we need. Individual rate for people who are coming to her tea and consciousness sessions that last about 4 hours where you learn about Japanese tea and Chinese tea service and consciousness through that. And she's, you know, calls it tea and it's really consciousness. And then there's the group rate. If you want to come and bring, you know, you've got 10 friends and you want to, or 6 friends, 6, 10?
Well, in theory, it can be up to anything, but...
What do you have space for now?
Space for now, 10.
Yeah, so 10. So how much for 10 people? Okay. So I've got my little... Does everyone just want to write their individual price, individual rate, and group rate, please? I love these intros. You never know where you're going.
Okay.
You know what? What'd you say?
I guess it's really, you guess.
Okay, cool. So
I have it too around prices.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. So that was my you know, if I were going to judge her and making everything seem like about money, you know, and then I wouldn't be facilitating this for her. So anywhere you have that awareness and you feel that, how much and how many people can you facilitate? With the awareness that that's where the money thing goes for you. So when you perceive that, you're like, oh, I know what your issue is. and then you ask the person, might you have any points of view about money? Not, I know you have an issue with money. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Okay, you got it? Everybody wrote down? Quanto per una persona e quanto per un gruppo? Okay, so what do we got? Just throw it out there. Individual?
150.
And groups?
100 per person.
Okay. Individual?
I got something between 50 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
And group 500.
Okay.
130.
Uh-huh.
And 100.
Okay.
I had for me 120 individual, 800 for groups.
You are writing these. I mean, you're not writing them out.
800.
800 for groups, okay? And you? 800 for a group of 10, and 130 for individuals.
And you?
Yes, I had 120 individuals.
Oh, were you picking up his? He was picking up yours, or that's just the right, probably the right rate. Okay, so you've got about $5, right, per person. So right now, did that thing go away just now? Did that thing go away just now? So when you laugh at yourself, you can absolutely not hold on to it. You can absolutely not hold on to it. Okay, so just every time you get the money thing, you just think about the $5 and bring back this moment and dissolve it, yeah. Okay, so what do you get?
Okay, I'll see the original, because I'm not very good with euros.
Yeah, you probably are, but there's a tree we know. You could sit under and you could get really good with euros.
I'll go with 50 for one person, 500 for 10.
Okay, so what would you say what in your currency? What was the amount you would say?
I haven't even thought about it.
Okay, okay.
I was cool. Trying to figure out.
Boy? Boy, avete, hello.
Yes.
700 for the group. And 190 a person. Okay. Okay.
140 persona.
140 a person.
E 240 gruppo.
And 240 per un gruppo di 10.
Ah no no no, cioè per ogni persona ogni per. Allora forse no, non era così. 140
e 740. Okay, so 140 and 740.
Do you want to know what my numbers were?
Do yes. We want to know what her numbers were?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
10
and 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you two, forbidden to go into business together.
Yeah, you
okay?
Have
forbidden. First, talk to her.
So we could. Evening, Emanuela's class.
And exactly. And tomorrow evening, everyone in Emanuela's class. With you have to go to her class tomorrow. Okay, it is your prescription. Okay. Okay. So I got 85 a person, and 495 for the group, or something like that. So I was in the 500. To
yeah,
sort of your range. And you guys were in the 700 too, you know. And you might want to 700 for the group of 10, so about 70 a person, and 130, 140, 120 for the, they were in that range, so we were sort of in a similar range. So, and that you need to write down because we don't want you underselling yourself. And those, and you can go for the higher one for, and then go to the lower
write
one.
Write it down,
yeah. You, and to the lower price for holiday rates or,
yeah, or students
or student
or
rates,
special events,
right.
Or kids.
I so know, so good at such a read on how those, that research thing just is so available. So, I don't know where we are with time, but would you like to, while we're here, open up a little bit something? Would you like to talk about choice or anything?
Actually, I had a question about it because I see that what I do worth much more. And lately I not exactly raised the price but organized something which costs more than it used to. And
anything else similar in the market in Hungary at the moment?
No? Right.
Well, not anything, but many.
Yeah. And
and you know what our job is while he's talking, right? Perceiving the energy.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in a way, I'm.
This is where the energy is just at the moment. I'm just saying, you know. We don't want to get on the floor. I'm just saying, this is like, you know, okay, keep going. I don't know how much further down in the end. Go ahead.
So, over a certain price, people did not appear.
Mm-hmm.
That was my experience.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any judgments about that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
yes.
About you? About them? About the country?
Maybe the country, maybe about them, but myself, very little.
Okay.
But the okay. Circumstances, that's...
Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you guys wrote down any other questions that we went over it this evening. But anyone who's here, so people, you guys are facilitating, are going to be facilitating, right? Some intros or classes or stuff like that. Of the questions we wrote down this evening, is there anything that you could think of that would be an appropriate question for him to ask? And I'll give you a hint. It's a question to ask about the project.
What is right
here? A, that's a great question. There is no right question. That's a great question. So that's, I think it's a great question. Yeah. Let's find out. Because the question is related to him. So let's find out. What's right about this that I'm not getting? Any movement, if you ask yourself that question. Is there any read? Is there any energetic? Anything move?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Way to go.
Is this a project for now or for the future?
25. So truth.
Agenda del tele.
Is it a project, a class for now, or for the future?
Yeah.
Does that feel light? Does that make you feel light? Cool.
Oh, wow.
So everything that does. Okay, cool.
Great.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Because the project felt great when you started out, and then all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, judgments, decisions, computations, conclusions that that weren't necessarily yours, that were from the whole country, and not only from the country, not just from the country, but it felt like to me from the people who had had the experience of your classes and your seminars before, or these types of seminars, and was that the group that you were marketing to, and is this something completely different and completely new? You know what I mean? Gary and when Gary's book and Dane's book, Money Isn't the Problem, You Are, was first translated into Italian and was picked up by an editor and released. They didn't do that much work, but it was a sort of, you know, not new age, but that kind of editor, you know? And they were going toward that kind of press. And I said, we're at the beginning of an economic, quote-unquote, crisis. I'm going to the economic magazines. I'm going to the economic journalists. And they were on the news channel, the 24-hour news channel, doing interviews. So is the public the right public? Is somebody else, is somebody else looking for that? Yeah. And what you're coming up with now, what you come out with now, will there be a different public? So who is looking for this? So if you've got a business or a product or something like that, who is looking for this that doesn't even know that they're looking for it? And can they get the awareness? And where do I need to be? Call, who do I need to call? What is required for me to facilitate that information arriving to whomever's looking for it and just doesn't even know yet that they're looking for it?
And I just really also get how powerful it is to have a judgment about the country potentially.
Yeah.
Because I have that going on in Spain, like nothing works, but it's also in my mind, I'm judging them.
Exactly.
Like I don't have the money and blah, 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 they're just not the country where I'm meant to be working. Right. But it's all my own judgments.
Right. So is that light when she says that, that they're all of her own judgments?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
So whose judgments are they? Are you just a teeny weeny 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 teeny weeny bit psychic? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
just a teeny 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 weeny weeny bit. Okay, so what would it be like if you were being a different vibration that people are just curious about? Just being you and changing the realities and attracting people. You know, people talk about this economic crisis. Not everybody's in an economic crisis. When you go into expensive restaurants, they are full. They are full. You can't even get in. So
same with jewelry. The expensive jewelry is going up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are going to take her role model, learn about expensive jewelry, and find out the story behind them and give them consciousness when they arrive or whatever it is your business is. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I said that I wanted to say something at the end. Does anyone else have something that you want to work on? Yeah? How are we doing with time? Okay. So I said that I wanted to say something at the end. Do you want to say something, Tom? You got something going on? Herman, you got something going on? You got a business or something?
Yeah, I'm bringing on something. I got in contact with Shiatsu some 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time I was very, let's say, off. So
our job once again, excuse me, our job once again.
The energy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, but just a proceeding. No, I was just reminding them, don't go away, we're all...
Good. Yeah. So I took up again those classes last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is to go out and to present, not to present it, but to have clients.
And to facilitate.
Treat, and to facilitate and to treat people. To help people, but not to treat, but to help people.
Mm-hmm. We talked about helping people before. That the idea of helping people is you feeling you know better than they are what they desire. So one of the things that you might want to do is to ask some of those questions. Who's looking for this? That may not even know that they're looking for it. And how can I get that, be the energy that facilitates that information getting to them? You know what I mean? Or something like that, in the way you would say it. And you call me, ask me. I'm happy to, you know, work with you with questions. But I've got a question. Does anyone else want to say anything?
Yes, I want to ask them, is it this project, should it be now or in the future?
That's one question. Is this now or in the future? I would dare to ask, is this now or in the past? and also, will this make me money? But the thing I really wanted to ask you is it easy? Is it fun? Do you like it? Does it bring you joy? Did anyone feel any joy when he was talking about it? Is that joy even an interesting part of life? Is that something you'd like to feel?
Joy is an interesting part of life, yes.
Yeah, okay. Does it bring you joy, true?
I wonder. I think it's the way, yes.
Okay. I think it's the way... And it brings me joy are two different things. And it doesn't mean, and this is perfect, because it doesn't mean that allowing yourself to ask the question and perceiving the energy of the question does not mean you cannot be the most successful shiatsu professional in your town, in the city, in the country. And she can have you going all around the the place doing that. So it doesn't mean that doesn't happen. But it's quite interesting, and I do say but, to ask yourself, what is it that blows up my skirt, that floats my boat, that brings me joy, that brings me ease, that brings me glory, and everything that does not allow me to recognize what that is, please destroy and uncreate all that.
Yes. Yes.
Right, run good, bad, all nine, podpox, short prayers and beyonds. And let's not forget the joy. Let's not forget the ease. Let's not forget what makes our hearts sing, what brings us, you know what I mean? And it's not just one thing. There's lots of things. And the thing, and this is in the beginning of the Foundation Manual, actually. It tells the story of how Gary Douglas came to, or maybe in the Bars Manual it is now, yeah. How Gary Douglas came about with Access. He was working in real estate, quite brilliant at it, had a fall, was coming back. He was quite great with horses, quite great with antiques, but he hadn't really realized this thing, and he's like, okay, well, so what is it that I'd like? And this is a great exercise to do. What is it that I'd like for my life? I'd like to work with interesting people. I'd like to do something that's constantly changing. I'd like to do something that involves travel a couple of weeks a month. I'd like to do something that brings me about $100,000 to $1,000,000 a year. I'd like to do something that is about growth and consciousness. Okay? So just bringing that, do you feel the energy of that? Just bringing that energy up of what it is you like. You know what I mean? I'd like to work with bodies. Yes? No? Is this shiatsu does work with bodies?
Mentioning all those things.
Sort of like that yourself.
Down. It narrowed down. It was as if I was getting into a box again.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what was it that you would like? What is it that...
Well, the aspect that attracts me is that you work on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you're constantly in movement.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done till now is always administration.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. So when you said working on the floor and constantly in movement, it was very light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you And what came to me was something with gardening.
With gardening?
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah. Something with working with the earth.
Yeah.
That don't buy it if it's not true for you. It's just that's what came to me. So I didn't see bodies in there. Yeah. But, you know, so just play with it. I mean, it's not, you know, and find out what it is. And just be aware of it. Because it's the exact same thing we were saying before. Just because you know the truth doesn't mean you have to act on the truth. It's just not being willing to know what is blocks out a whole range of what we have access to and what we can provide and contribute to ourselves, our lives, our partners, the planet, and to the infinite collective joy and ease of the planet and the world. So just knowing that and laughing at ourselves as we go and work on these bodies. Shit, I sure wish I was walking in my garden. Let me pretend this is a, you know, you know what I mean? This little knot here, this could be, what did he usually say, a carrot. This could be the carrot. You know, and just work that out, you know, and just, and see how much more enjoyment you get out of working on those bodies. Yeah? Okay. So what is it that I wanted to remember? Is that helpful at all?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So what did I say that I wanted to remind? That I wanted to...
About questions or something?
Yeah. Something about questions. Does anyone remember what it is I wanted to say? The absolute ease.
Absolute ease.
Of that life can be, an amusement that life can be, working with questions, asking questions in continuation. And also reminding, if you... I had a mind chatter that went on 24/7. I don't know if anyone has that, but if anyone does, and you know, that's how I knew what the judgment's about, what the this and the this and the this and the this, not only picking up on other people's busy, just traffic. I had to put in traffic lights. So it was like, okay, you stop, because I'm going forward with this judgment, stop, we're back up. Okay, we're going sideways, you know what I mean? All the judgments. So the questions can take you out of that. The questions. Have a little thing that you put some questions on in your wallet. Use them until they start working, or they, you know, add to them and move them. And anytime you find yourself in that, say a judgment, say this: interesting choice. What do I choose in the next 10 seconds? Interesting choice. What do I choose in the next 10 seconds? Let me find those questions. Interesting choice. What do I choose in the next 10 seconds? And put it in your wallet and use those. You cannot stay in judgment. You cannot stay in conclusion. You cannot stay in the mind chatter when you're asking questions. It is very much a liberation. Okay? So, do you have any fun?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.